Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Over or under? That is the question about toilet paper. I think that's William Shakespeare, right?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah. And this is Melissa versus Austin. Each week, Melissa and I debate a different topic. And one topic we have yet to hit on is the age-old debate, the debate that goes back to the first humans on Earth. I think Adam and Eve were arguing over under with the toilet paper. So we brought in our producer, Kyle, to mediate this fight. Kyle, why don't you lay out the ground rules?
Very simple. Each of you are going to have 30 seconds to make your case on what is better, putting the toilet paper over or putting the toilet paper under. And with the help of our text line, 312-946-4995, we will come to the final conclusion on which is better. Now, Austin, you won the pre-show coin flip. Would you like to go first or second here?
You know, I would like to go second.
Okay, so you'd like to go number two
that
in
makes
the
sense.
Debate.
Coming from Austin.
Okay, listen, I'm going to wipe you off the board.
All right, Melissa, you have 30 seconds to make your case, and I know you said you want to go with under is better than over, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, let's put 30 seconds on the board. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
All right, now think about this. Cats and dogs are less likely to paw it and unravel it if it's under because they can't actually see it dangling there. Kind of
point.
The same thing with kids. They won't be like throwing their hands at it and spinning around and around
seconds.
And around in circles. The roll can appear neater and more tucked in against the wall. If you don't see that little piece,
ooh,
it looks so nice and clean. It's space saving, and your leg won't rub against it if it's hanging right by your leg in a small bedroom. Also, think about this. It's like a hide and judgmental guests who instantly say how much paper you use.
Okay, you know what? I liked a lot of the cases you made because you know what? A clean bathroom is a good bathroom. I like that. Austin.
Thank you.
You now have 30 seconds to make your case on why over is better than under. Are you ready?
Nope. Just kidding. Yep.
Let's do it.
Look, toilet paper goes over the roll, period. That's not an opinion. That's a law of civilized society. You ever seen it under? That's chaos. Mm. That's like buttering toast with a screwdriver.
20 seconds.
When it's over, it's easy. It's graceful. It's right. It's right there like a paper butler saying, here you go, sir. Under, you're clawing at a wall like a raccoon breaking into a dumpster. If you put it under, you're basically saying, I root for traffic jams, slow Wi-Fi, and the bees at the end of my girl. Over is order. Under is anarchy.
Oh, wow. You actually got it in under the buzzer. Now, we have gotten some great text messages to 312-946-4995. One person agreeing with Melissa in the fact that they have changed the toilet paper in bathrooms, in public bathrooms.
That is a wild,
wild
thing to do,
move.
Mel.
But
things have got to be nice and neat.
A lot of people are agreeing with our 630 texter here. There is nothing more wrong than going under. Another 630, 100% over. 708, over. Think about it. When you go to those fancy hotels and you go into the bathroom and there's a cute little triangle folded at the top of the roll.
Yes, they fold them so nice and neatly. It's like little origami.
It's sitting on top because they put the toilet paper over. So I'm ready to make my decision.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Oh, brother. Yeah.
With all that said, in this week's Melissa versus Austin, I got to go with Austin over under any day of the week.
Yeah, I am over the moon right now.
Clearly, Bernie doesn't play with your toilet paper roll.
No, I taught my dog well.
I'm sorry, Mel. I can't hear you under me in the standings. Let's play some ones.
Gotta
go.
One's Gotta Go, of course, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we will tell you which one has got to go. Joining us today is our dear friend, Eden in Grand Rapids. Eden, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Doing so great.
We're really good. Are you ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
Sure.
All right, sounds good. You're so chipper.
I know. She called in and said, am I caller number V? And I was like, oh, that was really good.
That was good.
Did
you were paying attention.
Yeah. You know, Eden, I love you even more now.
Love your garden. Anyway, from an 847. our first one, Eden, here from an 847 texter. One's got to go. Listening to airplanes constantly flying over your house or listening to motorcycles constantly drive past your house? Which one's got to go?
Airplanes.
Airplanes got to go. Why is that?
Oh, I can, because motorcycles, I work with trains, so I hear road construction and all that all day long, but planes are loud. I wouldn't like them.
Melissa, what are you thinking?
Ooh, this one's hard.
Motorcycles are a little closer, I feel like, so you do have that.
They are closer.
Yeah, it's not as scary. You get used to it, probably.
Really? See, just because you said that motorcycles are closer, I feel like it would be more rumbly than in the sky. Makes it sound more like white noise.
Right.
Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think I could sleep through that.
Yeah, motorcycles kind of sound like toots. And, you know, working with Melissa, I hear enough of that in the morning anyway.
Oh.
Hey.
Ow.
I do not toot.
So the motorcycle's got to go. Give me the airplanes in the sky.
Oh, God.
Okay, next one up. This is from 708 Texter. One's got to go. Always having a runny nose or always having crying eyes? Eden, which one's got to go for you?
So Kyle or Austin?
Okay.
A runny nose. That is way more acceptable to have runny eyes than a crusty, gross nose.
Wait, you think so? I think if somebody was always crying, we'd always be like, ugh, kind of feel weird about that
guy. Yeah, but you could just dab that. As long as you still smile and laugh, you're fine. But a runny nose, you're just like, ugh, get away from me, you have germs.
Real talk, this is describing my kids right now. Because my daughter, Kennedy, always cries.
That's exactly what I went to.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
My daughter always cries, and my daughter, Blair, right now has had the crustiest nose for like a week. You wipe it off, and like the crust just comes back, like Tim Allen's beard in the Santa Claus. Like, it's wild.
And I bet you pick the one that's crying up first.
Yeah, you're actually probably right. So, yeah, crusty nose.
You know?
Crusty nose got to go.
Crusty nose has got to go. It's crusty. That's the key word right there.
Okay, last one, Eden, just for you today from an 847 texter. One's got to go. Listening to someone snore all night or listening to cicadas all night? Which one's got to go?
Snoring.
Really? Why's that?
Because I leave my windows open to listen to cicadas.
Yeah, right? It's like the soundtrack to the summer.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is way nicer. And snoring, you never know when it's going to be loud and when it's going to be annoying. And it's right there next to you. And you put a pillow over their face, you get in trouble from the law. So.
Yeah.
From the law.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, those cops get a little upset about the old pillow over the face.
Yeah.
That's great. Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Megan in Orland Park for dear Melissa and Austin, who's wondering if a sporting event is enough to make memories and take the kids out of school for it. Megan, what's going on?
Hi. So, my husband, he already bought the tickets to this out-of-town sporting event, and he really wants to pull our kids out of school for a couple of days so we can, like, make some memories as a family. And I'm kind of not about it, and I told him that we can't miss school for something like that, especially with school just starting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, they can catch up on a couple of days of school. And I really think I'm right on this, that it's not okay to do this, but I'd love to hear other people's opinions on this as well.
What sporting event is it? Do you know?
Yeah, it's this big rivalry thing going on this weekend between my husband's alma mater and, like, their team that you know, whatever, this like rivalry thing, you know, how everyone has this team that they're against. It starts Thursday night and it goes throughout the weekend. So they would be like missing the last 2 days of the school week, but I'm still not okay with it.
How old are the kids?
9 and 10.
No, they're still in elementary school.
Yeah. Yeah. Melissa, why don't you go ahead and go first? Because I need time to put on, you know, some boxing gloves, because I feel like this is going to be an uphill battle for me with my answer. Why don't you go ahead and share your answer?
If your kids would have been in high school, I would say don't take them out of school, because they miss a lot more than they do in elementary school. But because they're in elementary school, I think they'd be okay.
Wait, what? Wait, this is, talk about, you know, sporting events, the upset of the century right here.
I can't help it. It's the age. That's why.
Really?
Because they can catch up on elementary school work much easier. They know you don't take school as seriously in elementary school. But the older you get and the higher you get up in school, the harder it is to catch up, and you miss things that are important. And, you know, maybe there's a lesson that you were supposed to learn in class in high school that, you know, you'd have to go back and like have the teacher reteach whatever it was that you missed.
I'm almost on the exact opposite end of that philosophy, but I think regardless, you got to take them out, because the memories they make will last with them forever. Like I remember my mom used to like take me to like midnight showings of movies, and like I remember being out like super late because of that, and I'll never forget it. Like, that was such a cool thing for my mom. And I thought
Weren't
it was so
cool. Weren't
you
exhausted the next day?
Yeah, probably. But I don't remember. But what I do remember is going to the movies with my mom.
Do the kids care as much at that age about this game because it's more his thing? See, because it's his alma mater
yeah.
against, you know, his rival school. So maybe the kids don't care as much as he does.
I think it's a great memory regardless of the age. But I think it's even more important to take them out as they're older. I know you're probably grinding your teeth right now hearing us say this.
I know. That's not the answer you wanted from either one of us.
Right. But trust me. They will absolutely love you for allowing them to do this.
Yeah, it's not what I wanted to hear, but it helped put things into perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, but we have to be honest about it, and we don't want to like lead you in a direction that we don't feel is okay.
But we want to thank you so much for calling us, Megan. We really do appreciate it.
If you need any advice, feel free to email me, Melissa at us99.com or Austin at us99.com.
Does anyone actually use and or like their timeshare? 312-946-4995. If you're listening to our voices right now, you're very clearly listening to the radio. And if you listen to the radio, you've probably heard a commercial or two about all these timeshare lawyers that will help you get out of your timeshare contracts.
Well, I mean, you hear that they're like, who uses them? Because there's a million commercials where people are like, I need to get out of my timeshare.
Yeah, it feels like it's a booming business to help people get out of timeshare contracts. More so than the business of getting people into the timeshare.
I have one friend, Austin, that has a timeshare. She went to Mexico and she sat down at one of those timeshare places.
Yeah, they
for
suck
like
you right
3
in.
Hours yeah, or 4 yeah. hours.
Because you get like a goodie bag at the end of it or something.
Totally. Yeah. She got like a big giant bottle of tequila.
Right, yeah.
And like
then they
lunch.
Offer you a mystery box or a boat, and you're like, oh,
right.
Mystery box could be anything. What if it's a boat? Yeah.
Yeah, and she got like a $200 to spend or whatever. And it sucked her in.
Yep, yep.
And she actually bought one.
That's how they get them. How they get you.
But then...
And then you end up calling one of those lawyers that says, like, to help you get out of the timeshare a couple years later.
And she's used it, like, once, and she's tried to, like, she's lost money on it.
But she has used it.
Like just a couple times. Okay. She's totally lost money. Does anybody actually use their timeshare?
It's a good question.
Do they really use it, or is everybody just trying to get out of it?
312-946-4995. Maybe there's got to be someone, right?
Right. And if you've got one, is it like cheap that maybe we could use
Can we share some time there? Is that something that we can do? I don't know. Is it on the water?
We got some time off coming in December.
Yeah, hey, you know, let's chat. Let's maybe get your phone number. 312-946-4995. And this is a safe space. Honesty is the best policy. Does anyone actually like and or use their timeshare? 312-946-4995.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Gil in Evergreen.
Gil, do you have a timeshare and literally and actually use it?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
What?
Wait a minute.
Where did you get your timeshare from?
We own at Vacation Village Parkway, which is right outside Disney in Orlando.
Okay, so how often do you get down there?
We go probably 2 or 3 times a year. My mom and dad have used it several times. We let friends use it. It's used on a regular basis.
So what's the difference between that and just buying a condo?
Buying a timeshare is much cheaper than buying a condo. We spent a lot of time going and sitting through those things and figuring out the pricing, and we actually bought it, in my opinion, at a real reasonable price instead of the ridiculous number they asked to start. And it's much cheaper over time, especially over staying in hotels.
I always heard there's like hidden costs, and then there's this fee, and then they're going to charge you extra later on down the line for this or that. Or is any of that happening?
No, you pay a tax and maintenance fee every year or every other year, depending on how your contract is, but I've never been asked for any additional fee ever outside of what we had originally discussed when we bought it. And we bought it back in 2006.
What? And you like it?
Yes, we use it all the time.
Is there a recurring payment, or is there ever a point where you will pay it off?
No, it's paid off. We own it at this point.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Would you do that same thing? Would you trust a Mexico one?
You know, it all depends on your contracts with it. You know, I think timeshares are great if people use them.
Yeah.
If they don't use them to the fullest, then I agree it's a waste of money. But if you're using it, it's worth it. My wife and I have 9 kids between us. We were married previously.
Oh, wow.
And between us and our kids, most of our kids are grown adults at this point. So, you know, the kids use them. The grandkids use them. Ours is used all the time.
All right, wow. Gil, final question and probably the most important question. What prize did you get for sitting through the timeshare meeting at the beginning?
I want to say it was a Visa gift card and 2 tickets to Disney or something.
Nice.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, that's actually a really good prize. Tickets to Disney?
All right.
Those are expensive.
Well, Gil, listen, thank you so much for calling and weighing in. We appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you.
Jessica in hometown.
Do you actually use a timeshare?
I do. My parents bought it in the early 90s. And, well, it's paid off now, so you just have to pay like the maintenance fee. So it's about $1,000. A year, and I love it.
Where really? Is it?
It's in Kissimmee, like right outside of Orlando. Oh, it's at Westgate.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we've talked to 2 timeshare owners now, and both are just outside of Orlando.
I'm seeing a theme here.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I wonder if anybody's jumping on the Mexico timeshares, because I hear about those all the time.
Are you a frequent Disney goer?
I unfortunately am a Disney adult, yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Unfortunately. Okay, if you love it, it's worth it.
There's nothing unfortunate about it, yeah.
Right. Okay, so you feel like you guys got your money's worth. No, like, hidden fees or anything like that?
I mean, it's about $1,000 a year, but the resort has 14 pools, like 3 bars. Oh, 3 restaurants on site.
Wait a minute. All right.
Yeah, so,
I'm going to get myself a timeshare.
hey, Jessica, you busy this winter?
I'm actually going next weekend.
Next week? Okay. All right.
Really?
Well, I think I'm free then. That's weird.
Or let us know when you're renting it out.
Hey, hey, you guys can come with us. You know, my friend and I are going in the room, actually. It's a two-bedroom loft with a two-bedroom villa with a loft.
Oh, all right, wow. I'm not sharing a bed with Mel, though. That's my one deal breaker.
You can still have the couch, dude.
Fine. There's two queen-size beds in the spare room.
Sorry, I meant to say I'm not sharing a room with Mel.
Oh, okay.
Jessica, thank you so much for calling and weighing in. My final question for you, what prize did your parents get for sitting through the timeshare meeting? Do you know?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
That's too long ago.
I bet it was something cool. Jessica, thank you so much for calling and weighing in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, guys. You guys are my favorite. Love you guys.
Aww, you're our love favorite. You too. Thank you. Thanks, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye.
I bet it was a tote bag.
Tote. I don't know. Was there a joke there?
There was no pun there. I think the gift was a tote bag.
Oh.
It was the early 90s when they got that timeshare. So.
Oh, okay.
Melissa!
Austin!
I think we should get to some great news.
I think you are correct. It is time for the Great at 8, brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and you will also feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Kathy in Downers Grove.
What's your great news?
Well, my husband and I are in this contest. It's America's favorite couple. Ooh, and there was 250,000 couples worldwide, or U.S.-wide, I should say. And we're down to 14 this week.
Stop!
Wait a minute.
That is incredible.
Wait a minute. First of all, where did you find out about this, and how did you enter?
So it was on Facebook, and it was Jeff Goldberg. I'm saying the name right. I'm so terrible with names. From the Jurassic Park. Jeff Goldberg. I can't think of his name right now.
Jeff Goldblum?
I'm all excited to talk to you guys.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum.
So he kind of promoted it, and then I kind of checked it out. You never know with these things, and it's legit. And we started entering with, oh, we'll just have some fun with it. We've been married 38 years almost. We love each other, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, we just kept winning and winning and winning, and every round, like, we would win. So now we're down to 14 couples. Of course, these other couples are, like, influencers, and this, but we're just normal couple with grandkids and kids and just living life normal. So we're trying. So I thought, you know, that's my good news for today. We're hoping to win this. If you win, you win $20,000 in a photo shoot in Arizona.
Oh my gosh.
What the heck? So every week or month when they keep narrowing it down, do you have to keep adding something new to make it pass to the next round?
No, you just keep sharing with your friends and they share, and I'm calling like every place I can, anyone who I know that has like a bigger following, and like, please post it. It's just our family and friends voting for us every day. Like, it's an everyday vote.
Okay. Cute. All right, where can people vote?
So it's on Facebook. I know it's hard. It's America's Favorite Couple, and it's Brian and Kathy.
Brian and Kathy.
Everybody go find America's Favorite Couple, Brian and Kathy, and vote for them because they need that $20,000, right?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. We're going to take our family on a trip to Italy if we win.
Ooh, very nice.
Well, spread the love with the family.
Yeah, well, Kathy, do us a favor. If you can, send us the link in our DMs on Instagram and all the other social platforms at US99Mornings, and we'll definitely throw it up there.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's going to make me cry. You guys are the best. U.S. Mornings, say it again.
U.S. 99 Mornings.
Oh, my God. You guys are so wonderful. Thank you so much.
No,
have
Kathy,
a great day.
You're wonderful. Yeah. You're the one that's up for the best couple ever, so...
That's great. Yes, we want to help you win.
Yeah, we're just trying to follow in your footsteps, Kath.
Oh, thank you, guys. You have such a great morning. I appreciate you.
You too. Have fun.
Keep us posted.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Earlier this morning, we spoke with an actual live matchmaker, someone who, for a living, pairs people together to find love.
Right. It was Amy Rose from 3 Day Rules. And then that got us thinking, like, if you're not going to a matchmaker, where in the world do people meet?
If you missed any of that interview, text the word BEST to our text line right now, 312-946-4995, BEST to 312-946-4995. We'll send the link for that interview right to your phone so you don't have to go searching for it. And then you can kind of get an inside look as to what she does for a living.
Right. And if, you know, it sounds cool, then you want to do it.
Right. Exactly. And then that got us talking after we talked to Amy. It was like, wait a minute. What is the most unique place anyone has ever found their significant other? Maybe it was through a matchmaking service. Maybe it was at the DMV. I don't know.
It could be the grocery store. I have no idea. Maybe it was the gym. Maybe. Maybe it was at Planet Fitness.
Hey, hey, you know, look, it's judgment-free zone there.
It is.
Maybe it's lovement-free zone. Who knows?
It could be.
Where's the most unique place someone has found their significant other? 312-946-4995. If you've got a unique place mm-hmm. where you met your significant other.
Or maybe it was your parents.
Oh,
it could be a sweet little love story there.
312-946-4995. We're looking for the most unique place anyone has ever found their significant other. We're going to find it up next.
I want to hear the romance.
312-946-4995. What can we say? We love love. Michelle in Tinley Park.
Where's the unique place you met somebody?
So I met my husband tailgating at a Kenny Chesney concert at Soldier Field.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, now, no way.
What a beautiful, beautiful place to find love.
No Shoes Nation.
It's amazing. Yes. My mom was there. He taught my mom how to play Flippy Cup. We had a good time. And now 13 years later, we're married.
Okay. Oh, so wait, I need the full story of like how this all went down. Did he just like walk up to your tailgating spot or?
Were they parked next to you?
Was he drunk?
It was, yeah, like a combination of all of those things. We were parked across from each other and like a few cars over. We had two different groups of friends that we were with. And yeah, he just came over and started talking. And one thing led to another. We were hanging out. We missed Sugarland was there, who my mom really wanted to see. We were hanging out in the parking lot for a while, but luckily we made it to Kenny Chesney and then exchanged phone numbers and we were talking after that.
Okay, I'm getting nosy. Was there a little schmoozing before the concert?
No.
If you know what I'm saying?
Nope. We were just hanging out, playing Flippy Cup. All that fun stuff before you go in.
Wow.
I like how she calls it Flippy Cup.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's so cute.
So how long after the concert did it take for you guys to actually like fall in love?
Oh, good question. Well, it took him a while to take me out on a date because he was doing a lot of things with his family, which I understood that's important. So it probably took us like maybe a month before we went on our first date and it was a surprise. So that was really fun.
Yeah.
Aww. That's so cute.
Yeah, a few months later, fell in love, and now we're married.
And then he eventually dropped to a knee and asked you, who lives like we do?
Yes. He actually proposed to me at Soldier Field in the parking lot.
Oh, my God. Hey, very nice. I love that.
I like that. That's a great end of that story.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for calling and sharing. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, good to talk to you guys. We listen to you every morning. I wish my kids were still in the car.
Aww. Well, next time. Call again later.
You can play it for them on the Best Of podcast later today.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Katie and Palatine.
Where's the unique place you met somebody?
We met taking our Krav Maga class. So I walked in. He was an instructor. I was a student. And it was sparks right away.
Wait a minute.
Whoa,
wait a minute,
look
wait
at
a minute.
You guys crossing boundaries.
Wait, what kind of class was it?
Krav Maga.
It was a Krav. Yeah.
Are you guys saying words right now?
Yeah.
What?
It's like
Krav Maga?
It's like a different form of like a karate, jujitsu, like that kind of thing.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
I have never once heard of this.
Yeah, right.
So
okay.
So he walks in and he's like, welcome to Krav Maga. And you were just like, hubbada, hubbada, hubbada.
Line. No, it took a little bit of time. I was really there and focused on learning some self-defense skills, but eventually over time, yes.
Are you sure you weren't focused on learning something else?
Yeah, right. Yeah. More like some self-offense skills.
Okay. Do you still try to learn Krav Maga?
Yeah, how's the Krav Maga going?
Yeah, so we've been together for about 8 years. We just got married a couple years ago, and we still train and both teach together.
You both teach.
Wow. I feel like you guys are like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, just like both like could kick anyone's butt.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Well, that is a unique place.
That
I never expected that one, but I love it. And, you know, we love love around
here.
We do
love love. And we also love Krav Maga.
All right.
And Austin can't say Krav Maga.
I cannot say it, but I'm going to keep saying it.
I love it.
I need to take the class just to learn how to say it. That's what I need to do. If you were to look at any clock right now, it would tell you it's 8:35-ish.
Central Standard Time, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35 Central Standard Time. Joining us today are our dear friends Maura in Mokena, love some alliteration, and Alicia in Medina. Alicia, why don't you say hello to Maura?
Hi there. Hi, Alicia.
All right, ladies, you are up for tickets to go see Lee Bryce. This is a goodie. We've got 5 country questions with the 5 at 8:35. There's one rule to the game, is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, with all that said, let's play. Question number one. Riley Green released a very saucy music video where he is getting frisky with a beautiful woman at home, at a restaurant, and on the kitchen table. What is the name of that song for that music video?
Worst Way. Alicia.
Alicia. Alicia.
Worst Way?
Is it Worst Way?
There we
it
go.
Is.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Question number two. What sport did Sam Hunt play in college?
Maura.
Alicia. Maura.
Maura.
I'm going to guess football.
Is it football? That's a good guess.
No kidding. I would have guessed baseball had I not known. He had a baseball build.
Really?
But whatever. Yeah, good job.
Question number three. Speaking of sports, Carrie Underwood's husband, Mike Fisher, used to play what professional sport?
Maura.
Maura.
Hockey.
Is it hockey? It is. Isn't that right, Chance the Rapper?
Let's do that hockey.
Yep.
Uh-huh. All right, question number four. The Rascal Flatts song, Life is a Highway, was featured on what 2006?
Maura.
Maura.
Cars.
Is it Cars?
Dang.
Maura, you're going to Lee Bryce.
Yes. Woo.
Well done.
You are very, very good My at country goodness. Trivia.
Yeah. Alicia, I know you were right there on most of those questions. It's just the Maura was quick as all get out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.